afternoon and welcome. Welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and as always, it's a great honor and pleasure to spend time with you, the listening audience of RBN, all across the country and all across the world in today's great and wondrous technology. This hour, we have a great opportunity to take a peek into America and the criminal justice system that serves us well from time to time, and then sometimes not so well. The backdrop for today's story is an article in LA Times informing us that Indiana is one of the five states, Arizona, California, Mississippi, and Pennsylvania, bracing for shutdowns as time runs out. You know, it's June the 30th today, and it's running out with time for lawmakers to close billions of dollars in gaps in fiscal 2010 budgets. Of the 46 states whose fiscal year ends today, 12 did not have budgets passed or approved by their governors as late as yesterday afternoon. A lot of states are coming down to the wire. What's different this day? A recession has eroded America, and the tax revenues across the country are way down. This article, LA Times, by P.J. Hufstetter and Nicholas Riccardi, LA Times yesterday. Anyway, that's the backdrop for today's show, this hour, and I would like to introduce to you the guests that we have online. We have David, who is an attorney who deals mainly in due process and constitutional rights. We have also Sarah Jay, who is an activist for civil rights, and we also have Gina, who has a situation of her own that she would like to share. So it's a great honor. We call this Meet America series on Born on the 4th of July, and I'm going to turn to David to say good afternoon to you and kind of set the stage for this hour's interesting information being presented on Born on the 4th of July. So, David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Barbara. I appreciate you having us on your show today. I'll just kind of give a little background here about an interesting but tragic case of Gina, whose son is in the correctional facility and has a collection of problems, unfortunately. He has schizophrenia. He has attention deficit disorder, as well as a mild retarded situation with an IQ between 50 and 70. And his struggles through not just the court system, but the correctional system, the prison system, is a tragic cascade of neglect and problems, not just for the courts, but for society.
I hear the music. We'll go to a break here briefly. We'll be right back. We'll hand the mic back to David, an attorney, and he's going to help us understand the information of this hour. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, Why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in 1 day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, and today's topic for this hour is just a peek, a window into the criminal justice system, and to ascertain if all is well in that category. So the issues at hand are located in California, and it's my understanding that the party of whom we speak, Jeremy, has a hearing coming up on July the 6th, 2009. And so there is an urgency to the message. Back to you, David. And then if you would like to direct your energy towards Sarah J. and to Gina. So, David, you're on.
Yes, I'd like to just refer to Sarah J., if we might, to get her to explain some of the details of Jeremy's situation.
Well, thank you for the introduction. First, actually, I would like to focus on a couple of articles. One is from, so the people can understand what the problems are. One of them would be from a senior judge, Felton Henderson. Judge Felton Henderson, for who doesn't know, is a black lawyer in the, is a first black lawyer in the United States Department Civil Rights Division. He's investigated the 1963 Birmingham church bombing that killed four little girls. In 1982, he freed Johnny Spain of the San Quentin Six. And in 1997, he declared the Anti-Information Action Proposition 209 unconstitutional. Judge Felton Henderson is now a senior judge, senior judge with the federal courts. And in his understanding, and San Francisco elected public defender Jeff Adachi will open the summit and introduce keynote speaker, federal judge Felton Henderson, senior judge for the Northern District of California. The legendary Judge Henderson has made headlines in recent years by appointing a receiver to run California's prison health system, saying evidence in an inmate lawsuit show that inadequate medical care kills at least one inmate a week, consisting cruel and unusual punishment. The three-judge panel he has ruled that overcrowding at the prisons, now filled at twice their design capacity of 80,000, was the primary cause of the inadequate health care and has tentatively ordered the release of between 37,000 and 58,000 inmates to local custody, treatment programs, or parole, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. Now, the problem that we have is that not only overcrowding inmates in the system, but also we have a problem with the mental illness in the prison. Not only we have problems with the mental illness in prison when they should be in the mental facility, but for some reason, and I come to find out just the other day, that it's against the law in the state of California, I'm not sure about the other states, that once the prison releases an inmate to a mental facility, and if a crime may have been committed, like he or she got in a fight with someone, that they need to deal with the situation in the mental facility, getting proper treatment, proper care, and change of medication, whatever it may be. But for some reason, these mental hospitals are taking these inmates and charging them with it. I'm excusing these mental patients and charging them with a crime, and then release them back to the prisons. I'm not sure if people are aware, but when before an astronaut is released to space, they have to be confined in a little small area to see if they can handle being in a confined space within a matter of time, and I'm guessing maybe within a couple days or a week. And if they cannot make it through that period of time, then they're not able to be released to go out of space. Now, why is it that our government very well knows when you send a person in a solitary confinement that it can affect a human being, their mind, but yet we're sending prisoners in solitary confinement for years at a time with possibly maybe 23 hours in solitary confinement, only 1 hour they're being released to get a breath of fresh air. A lot of times it has been reported that these inmates in solitary confinement can spend up to 4 or even more years in there. They're not eating properly. They're not being well taken care of. They lose a lot of weight. Some of them may commit suicide. Some of them are known to be have been murdered. There is not a human being that can tolerate this type of abuse from the prison and imagine that these people will eventually be released to society. There's a huge problem here. And for a couple years, I went to Canada as a visitor and had a work permit, and I was shocked to see that the crime rates were very low, and they still have their drug addicts there. And I was shocked to see that the taxpayers were paying for the drug addicts' room and board, and for if they need any type of drug, they could go to a medical facility and get their drugs. And I'm questioning myself, why would the taxpayer pay for this? Well, it's common sense. We as Americans feel that the way that things are handled right now are acceptable and it's supposed to be that way, and it's not. Everyone complains about, well, I'm not paying for drugs. I'm a taxpayer, and I'm not going to pay for a drug addict's habit. Well, the problem is that you're paying for it, whether it's directly to the drug addict or not, because you're paying for that drug addict to be in prison. You're paying for that drug addict to harm you and your family and your neighbors, because they're not being adequately cared for. If the taxpayer paid at least $25,000 a year for a drug addict to help that person with their whatever mental disabilities they may have or emotional disabilities they may have, that they would have to, they felt that they needed to take the drug to ease the pain or whatever it may be, and you pay for their room and board, so their off the streets, and you help pay for their drug until they're and go through counseling to keep them off the streets, how much fewer crime are we going to have? And the fewer crimes we're going to have, the fewer inmates we're going to have in prison. and the fewer inmates we're going to have in prison, which is where they learn how to do bigger, better crime, the fewer crimes we're going to have when they come out. We need a mentally healthy America, and we're not doing that by allowing the system control the prisons as if it's a huge business, and that's what it is. They charge at least $75,000 or more for prisoners to be in these jails. And unfortunately, not only we have the drug addicts in jail that should not be in jail, they need form of counseling, but we also have the mental illness in jail. Well, they should be at mental hospitals. I've heard excuses of there's not enough room at mental hospitals. Well, if we keep building prisons, why can't we just continue building mental hospitals just as well? An example of how a mental patient is being treated, I would like to have Gina to continue with her, her son's case.
Well, thank you, Sarah
J. So she can explain what happened. Would you like to continue, Gina?
Gina, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We want to thank all of you for coming forward with your experiences and knowledge. And we do understand that the cost of prison and containment of folks, a very, very serious cost for all the states. And as we introduced the show, showing that many states are almost bankrupt and they don't know quite how to handle their fiscal opportunities and requirements coming up to June 30th, many of them are struggling. And so taking a look at this issue, you bring up some good points, Sarah J., that why not truly look at how to deal with this issue in a different manner? Solitary confinement psychologically would do me in 1 day. And there are people who have had that experience, unfortunately, for years. We turn to Gina, whose son has been in the system. We'll let you tell your story. Thank you for being on Born on the 4th of July to all three of you with this very serious tale of experience.
Hi, Barbara. Thank you very much for allowing me to share my story, my son's story on the air. Jeremy suffers from schizophrenia, a severe form, and he also suffers with ADHD, very hyper, that type, and he has a low IQ. Jeremy has been housed already in prison for 12 years, and he's done 4 years in indeterminate SHU, where he doesn't come out. They let them out an hour because they're left untreated and the prison system is inadequate to treat them. What happens, they go into crisis, they start deteriorating, and since it's a paranoid schizophrenia, they won't come out. They're in there like animals. Yes.
I'm going to just remind you that we're going to go to a break here soon. So we'll have the music coming on, and then we'll return right away. I would just like you to repeat that first segment. How long has he been in that kind of a situation? Here comes
He's
the
been
break.
There for 11 years. Okay, I'll wait.
Okay, we'll go to break, and we'll be right back. You're listening
Thanks,
to
Barbara.
Gene. Okay.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyou.com. That's learnthesecretstoyou.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. You've heard reference to Judge Felton Henderson for the Northern District of California. He has made headlines by appointing a receiver to run California's prison health system, giving evidence, as you have heard earlier, that inadequate medical care kills at least one inmate a week. And we are speaking with Gina, whose son is afflicted with many problems and has been in the system for about 10 or 11 years. Back to you, Gina.
Thank you, Barbara. The thing is that my son has been incarcerated for the last 12 years. At one point, he did 4 years in segregated housing unit, which is the SHU. And for the mentally ill, I mean, it's very severe because they're already insane. The prisons are inadequate in treating them for their illness, for their mental illness. So what happens, they become even worse, okay? And when you're in the SHU, you get to come out for an hour to shower or do whatever you're going to have to do. They let you come out. But for the mentally ill, especially in crisis, they don't come out at all because they're fearful. So what happens, they end up staying in there for months and months. They go into a mental crisis. They don't eat. They're delusional. They're tormented by the voices, the delusions. And then when they act out on their illness, the correctional officers discipline them by extracting them, by beating them up, macing them, and it just makes the whole matter worse. In Jeremy's case, he came out at one point after serving his first term. He came home without any type of support. I mean, I, for one, was not knowledgeable on how to prepare support for him, so he ended up going back just for a simple violation of breaking a window. Once he went back in, he went back to acting out on his illness, and then he ended up, I lost my train of thought. That's when he went to the SHU, And from there, when he did his time from doing the 4 years in the SHU, he came back out to a mental hospital in Atascadero, California. That's another state hospital. And the thing with my son, when he came out, I lied to you not, he came out looking like a Nazi prisoner, looking like he was an 80-year-old man, totally nothing but skeleton, hair all unruly. I thought, I was surprised my son had made it out alive. Once he went back into the hospital, they had to tie him down and force medicate him. And within a month or so, he had gained all this weight once he was stabled. So what happened, he got transferred to another hospital to try to come home. I mean, not to try to come home, try to come to be closer to home so I could visit him. And he acted out on his illness there, something that the mentally ill always do. They fight amongst each other. They don't follow directions, even sometimes with the medication, or the medication might not be working properly. So what happened, he ended up being prosecuted behind that. That was at Patton State Hospital. And during that time of his court, we're trying to get him evaluated for his mental issues, mental health issues. You'd think that he came from a mental hospital, that the court would know that he's has mental illness, you know, and possibly, you know, this is the reason why he was acting out. And so the court never even brought that up, didn't allow me to even speak in his behalf, because I do have durable power of attorney for him. And they kept telling me I didn't have any standing. From there, he was sent back to prison to do a term of 8 years, and which I failed to tell you earlier, every time he goes to court, they convince him to take the plea because he's not able to defend himself. They build a rapport with him, and there he goes, believing that they're doing the right thing and have the best interest for him, when actually they don't. He never has had an attorney that is going to fully defend him. Okay, he goes back into prison to do 8 years, and once he's going in there, he acts out on his illness and threatens, I believe, a correctional officer. I'm not quite sure because they're not telling me. I had to find out from the website what his charges were for, he's being charged for threatened with intent to terrorize. Okay, this is something that the mentally ill, they act out. They say things that one is not supposed to be saying, but he's not well. They're going to say just about anything, especially if they feel that you're threatening to them or that you're trying to hurt them or kill them. All Jeremy knows that he's been abused. He's been treated like an animal. And now, when he went back to back into the prison to do the 8 years, they put him directly into the SHU. That's a cell the size of a bathroom, and like I said, he doesn't come out. So during that time that he entered the prison system again, he got transferred to another prison up north, okay, where he was going to be doing the remainder of his 8 years in the SHU. I found out afterwards that they had transferred him back to the other prison because he had to go to court. Meanwhile, no one's telling me anything. Okay,
hard to get the information. I think we're going to go to a break here, and we'll be right back. The story of Jeremy, mental health prisoner. What are his rights? We'll come back in a moment, and we'll check with the attorney and see if he has.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given a constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, you're listening to the story, a tragic story, of someone who may break the law, but with mental illness, need some other consideration as they go through the prison system. I would like to just inform an experience that I had about how it can be in a federal prison. It was my honor to meet with George Hansen. He was Representative George Hansen of the U.S. Congress, a dominant figure, and had a good experience there. He began to question the Federal Reserve, among other things, but there were trumped-up charges that it ended in that regard. They had to release all the charges when he finally got out. But he was taken to prison, a federal prison, and he told me this story. As soon as he had the handcuffs behind his back and was walked out of the court, then began the diesel therapy. And I asked him, what on earth is that? And he said, that is when my legs were chained, my hands behind my back. This is over 6 foot man, a tall, large man. And I would be placed in a seat. It could be airline, train, or bus. And I traveled incessantly all around the country. None of my family knew where I was for an extended period of time. When I was in the federal prison, I suffered from tooth decay, needed some help with the dentist, and never received that in a timely way. He suffered greatly. When he was out of prison and then exonerated for the crime, he began to give lectures. He had just recently been out of prison. I walked up on the stage to talk with him personally, and the back of his very nice suit was totally drenched in perspiration. He later pulled up his pant legs and showed where the irons had been on his leg with big bruises and all the problems. So it was a drastic, terrible experience in a federal prison for a congressman. Now, what kind of power would a person with mental illness have if his treatment is disreputable and torturing and frightful? David, would you please tell us what might be a recourse with his constitution or civil rights?
Yes. A criminally accused person, particularly a mentally ill or retarded person, at the outset, before they're even incarcerated, should be afforded an attorney that's entitled, they're entitled to an attorney under the Sixth Amendment of the Constitution. They're entitled to the effective assistance of counsel. And I think Gina referred to the, and as well as the other guest, referred to the fact that they don't get proper representation during these hearings because they don't have money. They use the public defender, and they end out plea bargaining. Well, the problem with the plea bargain is you spend more time in jail. You don't get your due process, and that's another issue which is important. The Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution guarantee a person who's been accused of a crime the right to have a full and fair litigation, to fully and fairly view their position in a court of law. That's called due process. And so you see a cascade of problems when you don't have effective assistance of counsel. You don't get your due process. So your constitutional protections start to fall down from the Sixth Amendment to the Fifth and 14th Amendment. And then what happens with these unfair plea bargains and the pressure that are placed on these inmates or accused? You've got the what happens is you end out with an excessive fine or excessive sentence or cruel and unusual punishments taking place. So you've got three very important constitutional rights being violated as they cascade through this failing system many times. And I'm frustrated by that. And
well, I understand that the California Assembly passed a bill, number 1539, extended compassionate release for severely disabled prisoners. However, it seems that that particular law is rather ignored, and it just continues in the same manner, and it's a time lapse. Also, I had a question, and it can be for any of those guests on. Tell us about the three strike system, maybe starting with you, David, or Gina. I noticed that we talk about three strikes in this story.
Yes, I'll just mention, let me summarize Jeremy's incarceration briefly, and I certainly want to be corrected. I'm not familiar with all the details of the case, but he was initially charged with a crime and spent 4 years in the state prison. Then, and if you want to talk about strikes, that could be the first strike. Then through the state mental hospital stay and bouncing around between prisons, he gets accused of a altercation with another mentally ill person, and that gets labeled a second strike. Well, he's in now, at the time of the second strike, he gets 4 additional years in a different state prison. Well, this person, this is an excessive sentence, in a sense, because his original crime was 4 years. And then it seems that all of a sudden we've got 2 strikes. We're up to 8 years in prison. And then with another altercation in the state hospital, there's a third strike that gets him in prison now for 12 years. And with this third strike, which is the importance of the upcoming July 6th hearing, is this poor gentleman's been faced with a plea bargain offer to stay in prison the rest of his life.
Exactly.
This is okay. Outrageous. And I'd like to turn it over to one of the other guests to clarify any details.
Okay, this is Gina. Yeah, I agree with David. It's been a spiraling process of nothing but more cases for Jeremy. He's already been to 2 mental hospitals. He did it initially his 4 years, and after that, because of his illness, always because of his illness, and it was sent to a mental hospital at Atascadero. There, too, he was also charged with 1 charge there for hitting another patient that was not severely hurt. I mean, this is typical in the mental hospitals. But Jeremy was convicted and then sent to prison for the 4 years, was set in the hole. And then from there, again, when he came out, was sent back to that same hospital where he was charged, and then again to be transferred somewhere close to me so I could easily be able to visit him. He went to Patton, where that incident happened again. And there he was charged to another 4 years, went back in to the hospital. And then, he went to Patton. He got charged there, which is 8 years. I hope I'm not sounding, I'm trying to get this clear. He went back to Patton where he got the 8 years, was charged with that the second time from the second mental hospital. And during that process, his current status now, when he was charged again, going back into the prison system after being charged twice at 2 mental hospitals and initially doing 4 years for his first charge, goes back into the prison system, where going in, he says something to threaten a correctional officer, is charged again. He goes in there to do 8-year term this time in the SHU. I mean, it's isolation all the time for the 8 years. So while he goes in there, afterwards he's sent to the prison where he's supposed to be doing those 8 years. They bring him back because initially now they're following through with that current charge for threatening. The charge exactly is threatening with intent to terrorize. Come on, this is a mentally ill person that's being profiteered every which way through the prison system and the state. It just doesn't make sense. To me, it's like Jeremy has a mental illness. He needs to be treated for that mental illness, but he's not. He's being made worse because of the inadequate treatment, not only at the state level of the hospitals, but the prison system. He's nothing but profit to the state because they don't care about him or anyone else that has a severe mental illness. And as far as that compassionate I can't think of it right now.
The extended compassionate release, yes, for severely disabled prisoners, the bill 1539, is that what, yes, you're referring to?
Yes, exactly. They're not even utilizing it. They're not even utilizing it. I mean, there's people that are at death's door that can easily come home that can't even hurt a fly, like Mark Granghetto. He's also one of them that falls in that category. His mother's been pleading, has fought for him desperately. They still won't let him out. He can't even see. He can't even walk. Sometimes they take his wheelchair away, and he's crawling on the floor. He can't hurt a fly, but they won't release him. Why? Behind profit. It's all behind profit. That's why the state of California is in the budget meltdown that it is right now, behind profit. It doesn't make any sense. And all the money's taken away from the education. Why? To ensure that those kids, again, are going to end up in prison. It's insidious.
So your son now is going to have this hearing, and I'm going to come back and ask David or Sarah J. to enlarge upon this. So he's going to have a hearing. Tell me if I have it right or wrong, that his particular counsel is suggesting to take a plea bargain, which extends the time that he might be facing 25 years to life, and that's coming up on July 6th. And they go to the plea bargaining because that's cheaper than getting to the nitty-gritty of the true actions that have taken place in this particular case. My question, I guess, is for David there. I also would like to reaffirm that there are those in California that are in concurrence with you, that they agree that there is a dilemma. And just a reminder for the listeners out there, it was in May that Justice Henderson called upon a hearing and a summit at a San Francisco public library, and the date of that was May 6, 2009. And to the listeners out there, if you have a question or comment or could add some light to our topic, here's the telephone number for you to join with us. The number, 800-313-9443. Call in to RBN, 800-313-9443. David, as our time is going rapidly, please set the stage for what's to be anticipated on July 6th, coming up, the hearing for Jeremy.
I'm going to defer to Sarah Jay on the details of that hearing.
Go ahead.
Well, in speaking with Gina, and she can correct me, first I wanted to mention that when Jeremy got in a fight that caused him to go to jail again, it was a fight over a hall pass. He's also made claims, racial discrimination claims. He is Black and American Native. In addition, the just recently, a few months ago, when the judge asked the prosecuting attorney, is Jeremy able to accept a plea bargain? The prosecuting attorney stated yes, the state attorney, and which is odd because the state attorney is, nor the Jeremy's attorney, neither of them are doctors to state whether or not he is mentally capable to testify on his behalf or accept any type of plea bargaining, but they continue to anyways. And at that time, and Gina had found another attorney for Jeremy, and they filed a 59E motion, which means that the judge erred in law. And just recently, I come to find out through Gina that the judge made a statement. Gina, would you like to clarify what the attorney told you, what the judge said? Because they're keeping Gina in the dark on the decision. But she just found out recently what the attorney had told her on what the decision was before the current incident happened. Would you like to clarify what that decision
yes.
was?
The thing is, because I had appealed not his current case that he's going to be going next month on the 6th, the one from the state hospital at Patton. I had appealed it, and the conclusions were based on the foregoing appellant's opening brief and the entire record on appeal. Appellants respectfully respect that the imposition of attorney fees and the 2 one-year enhancements be stricken from his sentence and the abstract of judgment be amended to reflect the revised judgment. The fact is that they corrected errors because they did charge Jeremy for his attorney fees when he's indigent, he's mentally ill, and that's unconstitutional. And the fact is they were also... The 1 year enhancements were stricken to his sentence. Okay. But the fact is the attorney told me because he took the plea, it's a done deal. I couldn't go back and try to help him. All that he did was find the errors that they did, but he's mentally ill and I don't understand why they couldn't go back and correct that error. The fact that he's mentally ill, he's unable to take the plea. So by taking the plea, really, you're signing your death sentence.
We have a caller coming in from California. Welcome, Gary in California. You're on with today's guests.
Well, you know, it's amazing that they're from California. A similar incident happened to me. My wife is bipolar. So she was having a mania attack, so we called. 911 for emergency to have an ambulance come out and take her to the hospital that we paid for, we had insurance and everything for this issue. Well, during, you know, her manic things, you know, I tried to sit her down, and I got accidentally scratched me on the side of my neck. So what they did when they came in, they started taking pictures of that. I said, wait a minute, you pay attention to her. You know, we got to get her to the hospital. Well, they did that, and the next thing you know, they took her all right. They put her in handcuffs and took her to jail.
Hold on, please. We're going to break here, Gary. We'll be right back. We'll hear your story.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Born on the 4th of July and the final segment this hour. Gary, we're interested in your story. Just kind of be brief as possible, and we'll refer it back to David and Sarah J. and Gina. So, Gary, please continue.
Well, what they did is they did take her to the hospital only to get a permission to put her in jail. She was not being treated for her mental condition whatsoever, and they had her in there for 13 days. In that 13 days, she almost got to a position where you couldn't have got her back. And they had her in a room. They were throwing her off the walls, slamming her hands in doors, all these types of things. Because if you understand what mania is, you know, on somebody's bipolar, you know what's going on. We were in the courtroom, and they wanted her to all be seated. She wouldn't sit down because she wanted to honor the judge, she said. And they were trying to push her down and everything, but she wasn't going to sit down. So they took her and pulled on her and slammed her into her room. And the judge saw this. I mean, the judge could see that this woman was not capable of making any kind of anything. But then we finally had to get an attorney because public defender's office wasn't doing anything. If we'd have left it in their hands, like your people that you have right there are stating, she'd still be there. You know, we had to fight really hard. I had to get an attorney, spend a lot of money in this state because it says, well, it doesn't make any difference whether they got a mental problem or not. They still did it. They're still responsible. You know, this is hogwash.
Yeah, thank you for your story. We're going to now, because of time, we're going to refer back to David and Sarah J. and also Gina. Our time will be short. So, David, thank you, Gary.
Yeah, that's a striking example of the uneducatedness, really, of the start with the police force, and then you go to the prison staffs aren't, I don't believe they're adequately trained to handle mentally ill. And that was a stark example of a person with mental illness that needed more than just to be treated like a criminal. And
I was just going to go to Gina. Will your son take the plea bargain on July 6th?
Yes, he is. I'm not able to talk to him because they're not even letting me visit him. They're not even letting me anything. When I talked to the attorney on the phone, he really didn't want to talk to me. He says, I already built a rapport with Jeremy. He has given me authorization to take the plea, and I told him he's been taking the plea all the time. I said, he's not getting out. He's going to end up dying in prison. We need to fight it. He says, no. And then I asked him, I said, is there a way that I can meet with you the day before or anytime? He says, no, you'll have 5 minutes before the trial just like everybody else. And I also want to let it be known that in California, it costs $80,000 per year for the mentally ill.
Per person? Okay, Sarah J. will give you the last, I think we've got about a minute here. I want to thank David and Sarah J. and Gina. I wish that we could help better with the outcome. Your story is certainly something that everyone needs to hear. Sarah J.
Sure. I'm not affiliated with this nonprofit organization, but I know of it, and it's called the Sentencing Project. It's a research and advocacy for the reform. People suffering from drug addiction need treatment provided by our public health system, not prison time in our criminal justice system. And so if you go on their website, it's a www.sentencingproject.org, and you will be highly educated on the latest laws that are out there and how they're trying to help the mental illness and people with the drug addiction. Go ahead.
Give me that website again. We're going to go to the top.
www.sentencingproject.org.
Thank you. Sentencingproject.org. Our great thanks to all of you to being on Born on the 4th of July.
With